Welcome to FSHD Straight Talk, the podcast where we dive deep into living with FSHD. I'm your host, Tim Hollenbach, and I'm on the journey with you. Having FSHD, I understand the challenges it brings to patients and their families. We're in this together, and this podcast is a space where we swap stories, share advice, and talk to experts to get the latest news. There's plenty to say about living with FSH muscular dystrophy, so let's get straight to it. Hello, everybody. Welcome. It is the Walk and Roll 2024. We are recognizing all the walk and rolls. Some have happened earlier this month. Others are still happening today and into October. It's exciting times. And this is the day that we recognize the event as a whole. So check out fshdsociety.org. Learn more about the walk and rolls. With walk and rolls, we're moving closer to a cure. We couldn't do it without the help of a lot of our sponsors, right? Optum is one of those great sponsors, the help of our volunteers. Totally without that, we can't do it. Fulcrum Therapeutics, Avidity Biosciences, to name a few. So many sponsors that have helped within the space here. Walk and Rolls have been, you know, going for several years now. I've been a part of several virtually or jumping in live when they were doing them all the way to Seattle and Texas and even like just around even Canada, just around the continent. And so much fun to see what the actions were, what the activities were. So our involvement here for the podcast, FSHD Straight Talk Show, is that we just wanted to kind of put it all together for you in celebration of this day, this Saturday, the 21st, and enjoying this 2024 walk and roll. It is, without a question, one of the most exciting times because people make the connections, right? They make the connections with others. Sometimes it's the first time that they're meeting somebody. This opens up that door for them to kind of step into what that's like and make those connections. 32 walks this year. We have increased more, raised so far money, as I record this, $800,000. We're more, just a little more than halfway through with more walk and rolls to go. Today, San Diego, North Carolina, and the Mid-Atlantic in Maryland are holding their walk and rolls. So hopefully you're catching this and go get them. Have fun today. Hope you're having great weather where you're at. And it is just, thank you is not enough. The volunteers really is what drives the machine, right? It's no doubt about it. Without them, I don't think that, you know, we're going to make it. We're not going to make it work. It's not going to be as good. And this platform has grown and grown and grown. So today, celebrate, get out and walk and roll. Some maybe are joining their teams that they created. Some are maybe joining virtually. However you're joining, thank you for doing that and participating. Thank you for helping raise money to cure this terrible disease. Enjoy the day. Hi, everyone. I've got some exciting news for you from the FSHD community. If you've ever felt the unpredictability of FSHD or wish there was more accurate research and information out there, and I know you have, then listen up. I'm thrilled to tell you about Better Life FSHD, a groundbreaking new research platform from the FSHD Society that's changing the game for those of us living with FSHD. Better Life is your one-stop hub for tracking symptoms, accessing personalized resources like articles and videos relevant to you. And the best part, as you take surveys and track your symptoms, you provide FSHD researchers with better data to understand this complex understudied disease. And a better understanding can lead to faster treatments, something every one of us can get behind. So head over to betterlifefshd.org and join the study. It only takes a minute to get signed up. Together, we can change the future for everyone affected by FSHD. I've done this. It's a simple process. I challenge you to do the same. Again, that's betterlifefshd.org. Now let's get back to the show. Hello, as we celebrate the walk and roll events throughout the day today, celebratory, as it always is each year. And today we bring in Susie and Mary. Where are you guys having your walk and roll? Where are you from? Where are we connecting with you here?
Okay, so we're the Chicagoland. Sorry. We're Chicagoland chapter. Our walk and roll this year will be in Barrington at Citizens Park, Robert Soule Amphitheater. Registration starts at 9. We're going to have speakers around 10-ish till 10:30-ish, depending on how long they speak.
Nice.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
What would you like to add, Sue?
Well, you said where we're going to be at, but we have a walk location where you can win White Sox tickets, tickets to the Navy Pier Ferris Wheel.
Wow.
You go to a Wolves hockey game.
Nice.
Lots of great raffle prizes.
Wow, that sounds good. That's pretty good. Pretty sports-based. I think I'd be all about that. You know, of course, I might have to wear my Admiral's uniform to your Wolves game. Just saying, you know, but it is what it is. Now, the fact that you guys are putting together this walk and roll event sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm a big fan of Chicago, even though I'm in the Milwaukee area. Love Chicago. Even my oldest loves to go to Chicago and kind of venture around the city. A lot of fun. So to represent Chicagoland, thank you for doing that. But even backing up, you know, where is your connection, you know, for each of you? I'll let you each kind of take a turn, you know, with FSHD. You know, what's your FSHD story, I guess?
Okay, so with me, I kind of knew something was going on, but my husband convinced me to, we went to the doctor to get officially diagnosed with the blood work, and that happened to me in 2018. And so then I learned more about it because our mother has it, our brother has it, and then I just went from there, and that's how I found the FSHD Society, just by poking around online.
So did you have to do like the genetic test then? Is that what you said? Kind of went through the process. Was it difficult to get diagnosed, or was it pretty straightforward for you?
It was pretty straightforward. Yeah. I mean, I went and saw a doctor in Milwaukee at Froedtert Hospital, and he knew right off the bat that it had to be FSHD. And then he suggested, though, that I find a closer hospital to visit. And then when I found the FSHD Society, I talked to Dave, asked him who he saw. So then I snagged his doctor.
Uh-huh. Yes. I think I actually met her one time. Doctor patient type thing. And she was great. If it's the same person that we're both talking
about. Probably. And yeah, because she will also be attending our walk this year.
Oh, beautiful. That's great. Yeah. She's super involved. I can't remember her name. I hope you do. I do not, but
definitely.
I only saw her one time. Yeah. Just for, you know, like a different, I guess, perspective on what I was doing, but I'm totally familiar with the whole Froedtert experience. Yeah. That's where my, neurologist is from. That's who I see. So, where I get my yearly tracking of my demise is
right.
Many people put it. Yeah. It's great. It's awesome. So, and then how about you, Susie?
So as far as my story with FSHD, when I was expecting my first child, my gynecologist said to me, "You should probably get tested for that disease your mother has." And I'm like, What are you talking about? My mom's healthy. So I did not get tested. And I have never had any symptoms. I have 5 children. They were all good until about 8 months ago when my daughter, the second oldest daughter, little pain in her one shoulder. So she had the genetic testing done, and she was diagnosed with FSHD. So
Did you know your mom had it or no?
She does have it.
Yeah. And did you know that prior to when the doctor said something?
When I was expecting my first child, no.
Yeah, no. Okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting, right? So,
yeah.
And how old was your daughter when she was diagnosed, when you got the news? You said it was 8 months ago.
Yeah, so she actually turns 40 in like 2 weeks. So she just had a baby. He's 5 months old. And during her pregnancy, she said, "This is probably a good time. Let's have this genetic testing done. I've been having this problem." So, yeah.
What was the, you know, when that news comes about, even though it's kind of within the family, it probably can't be, you know, too surprising, I guess, to a point. But kind of how was the coping of that news, right? Diagnosis. I think it's interesting how some you know, handle it as opposed to others?
Yeah, she was really kind of devastated. She's kind of worried about it. And, you know, and thankfully, she has her Aunt Mary she can talk to and, you know, talk her down off of the ledge she was on at the time. And with our involvement with the FSHD Society, we know that there's this great big light at the end of this tunnel that all the patients find themselves in. And soon that I know that my grandson is not going to have to worry about FSHD when he's older.
Yeah, the fact that true, even since I've been involved with the FSHD Society, I think it's knocking on 8 years or something. The transition from so many pharmaceuticals getting involved in the space, even all the community involvement is just absolutely exploded. There's so many even groups within the FSHD Society from this, that short time I've been here. It's really amazing, you know, how much has been done, how much progress has been made. But we've also heard, right, a little bit of a, what some might think is a step back, maybe others don't, depends on your perspective, right? With the whole Fulcrum news, okay, they were in phase three of that, and then they decided we're not seeing the results we anticipated, so they halted that. So what was your, assuming you've heard that news, and I hope I'm not the live local late breaking there, what was kind of like your impression of that or feelings about that news?
So we received a phone call from Ashley with the society, and she informed, you know, she got us on the phone and we're thinking, oh, what happened? And then she told us all that. So it was just like one of those, oh, okay. But the people that found the biomarker are still doing something, right?
Right.
And she's just like, yeah. So I was like, okay. And then I kept getting emails from everybody else that was emailing the Chicago chapter and all stuff to let us know the same news.
Yeah. So it kind of spread a little bit, right? Like a small or large for that matter, you know, dropping in the pond and the ripples start to go, and then how everybody's dealing with it. So do you think did you get like a sense of, oh man, I lost hope, or man, we wasted time, or we got to start over?
No, actually I did not. I was just like, well, they've been working on it for so long, but then there's, like you said, there's other companies working on it as well. So I was just like, okay, well, they might be taking a break right now. We're just going to move on with everybody else.
Yeah. How about you, Susie? What was your...
That's what I felt too. I'm sure it had to be devastating for those patients who were part of the trial that thought that they were seeing and feeling improvement in themselves. And then, you know, this is over and you can't, but to know that there are other pharmaceutical companies working on other things, that there's still hope out there.
And is that what fuels the walk and roll for you, I assume, right? Knowing that things are stirring and that funds help?
Oh, definitely. That's one of my big things, is we're doing so much together, getting together, trying to create, we're creating awareness for the disease, but we're trying to let people know, if you have it, that come talk to other people that have it. You'll know you're not alone. We want to make sure they know that they're not alone. And the big message is we have hope.
Truth. Yep. Absolutely. And
it's not all it's not the dollar sign that the walk brings in. It's I'm so excited because we have three brand new teams this year that weren't around before. And that's, for me, that's the walk, is to get more people with the disease to come. It's not having one team that has 5 million people on it. It's having a lot of different teams, knowing you're connecting with all these families. That's important.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Would you agree, Mary? I mean, I've heard that a lot.
That's definitely, yeah, that's definite. I manage our FSHD website for the Chicagoland, and I put on there that what the walk means to me is just getting together with other people that have it. And so we can compare stories and talk to each other and give each other, you know, hope and everything. And that's what we want to get together for. We want to let people know that you can call us at any time, you know, just like when my niece Erica was diagnosed, she called and she was just crying and crying. And I had to convince, you know, it's not a death sentence. It's something where you can continue living the way you're living. Yeah, some days you're going to feel sore than others, but mm-hmm. you just got to keep moving, and we're going to be okay at the end of the, yeah, there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, and being a part of these events helps. It helps a lot. I'm really big about the community. Even the direction, you know, this podcast has taken has been great, because that's the part of why I wanted to do this, was connect with as many people as possible within the community of FSHD. And the walk and rolls are just that for me. Like, that's how I view it. I think the fundraising part is like that sad, or that side caveat, you know, that kind of like, oh yeah, and we're gonna raise some money. Because I think the connection is like huge. And if you get the people together, you're probably gonna have the money being raised. So from last year to this year, you said you gained 3 more teams, right? So does that mean obviously more people? Are you expecting a large number?
I don't want to talk about it.
Is that because
over 100
or what? Okay.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, we have over 100 people showing up.
That's great. That's awesome. Yeah. Well, you got to represent, you know? I mean, that's a good size group of people walking, and you're doing this at that Citizens Park, you said, right? So as you're walking, like, is there other people that aren't part of the walk that have ever like asked, what's this about?
The first year we were there with Dave, I don't recall. And then we threw one together last year, and I don't recall, because we have it so earlier in the day, and they're expecting beautiful weather though for this coming Saturday or next week. So we'll see. We'll see if anybody does just happen to pop in to see what's going on.
Yes, I always find that fascinating. Sometimes I get that answer where, no, not too much because of a certain time. And then there's other times like, yeah, man, we've had people come to and goes, what is this? What are you guys walking for? And that I always think that's pretty cool, because then if you tell even one person, it's still spreading that news like a little bit farther.
Right.
So your walk roll September 28th. As we record this before the 20th, so about a week to go, everybody's. And when this airs, you still have a week to go. So if people want to donate to your walk or get up, you know, be a part of it, there might be people within the Chicago area that are like, oh my gosh, I didn't even realize this. It's possible, right? Or maybe we have some procrastinators out there, Mary. Right? Maybe we have some. So is it too late for people to sign up? Is it too late to donate, or do they have time?
No, you definitely have time. I mean, if you were to sign up, it's great. The more, the merrier. And donations, donations typically are going through on till the end of the year. But if they were part of a team and they wanted to get their little thank you gift, I guess it's mid-October.
Yeah, I think you're right. You're right, because the giving does, or the fundraising does continue even past the walks. There's walk and rolls happening throughout the country all the way, I think, till October 12th. Yeah. So they are continuing. I think it is spread not just necessarily over one weekend, but I think it really, when you think about it, it's about a month of weekends, you know, that this is all taking place. So it's been pretty cool to see that growth as well. Now, I've done these in the past, interviews, and sometimes live, you know, when we would kind of float around from one walk and roll to the other, we used to do that too. And I always found it fascinating, and maybe you have nothing unique to share here, but I was always fascinated with the food. Like, is there something unique that you're bringing to that table? Is that like Chicago style, you know, hot dogs, or is that just
too
thirsty of me?
No, sorry. It's just going to be some Einstein bagels, Dunkin' Donuts.
Hey,
Starbucks coffee. Donuts.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect. That's all you need. That's all you need.
Fruits, you know, water and juice to drink as well.
Nice. Well, it's good that you're doing, you know, donuts have the devil on the one shoulder, right? And then you have the fruits with the angel on the other. That's good, right? We're gonna balance that. We want to have some healthy things in there too. I would love, you should really maybe start like a how many donuts are left compared to how much fruit is left, you know, and see if anybody wants to bet on that. That could be a fundraiser.
Let you know.
yeah,
that could be a fundraiser. So after the walk and roll event is done, then what's next? Is chapter meetings are lining up, or anything else that you want to talk about with the Chicagoland group?
Hopefully we'll be able to do a chapter meeting, or probably another, hopefully a Zoom meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let everybody know, you know, all the final numbers for our walk, and maybe get some ideas. We'll have a comment box, suggestion box at our walk, letting people know that if you like what you see, great. If you want to do something different, let us know. You know, you want to be involved, definitely let us know. And then we'll just start planning next year.
Yeah, because from what I was told in the past, like if it's an annual thing, you maybe got a little bit of time off from it, and then you're almost starting again, right? You're starting to build up already where you're going to have it, and that whole process begins again. It's a lot of work. I appreciate what you guys are doing. It's not an easy task, but it's fun, is the way you've described it, and that big payoff when everybody gets together. So last question for you each, and love to have each of you answer this in kind of your own way. And this is something I've asked before with others that have been on, but if so, you know, we're talking about walk and roll, getting involved, involvement, and there might be people in the community that are kind of on the cusp, right? They're not sure. Do they want to go? Do they not? Do they want to even be a part of a chapter? Do they want to even start to volunteer their time or their talent? What would you say to those people that are kind of on the cusp, right? They're not sure. What would you tell them?
I would say just come, because you won't know what it is unless you experience it. Mm-hmm. If you're apprehensive because you think, oh, I don't know this or that, just you won't know until you're there. Just come and check it out. We have two walk routes, the longer route, which is really only a half mile. Mm-hmm. And then we have a short route, which is
short.
It's accommodating for all those how far they want to take it, right? Yeah.
Right.
That's right.
And then same question for you, Mary, unless you maybe kind of agree.
No, but maybe I mean, it's the same. I want people to come and check it out. We're not, like Sue is saying, we're not all about, you know, join and you know, start getting all your fundraising now. Mm-hmm. We want more people to know how helpful the society is and all their resources, so they don't have to worry about certain things in the future, or, you know, they have any questions, they'll have somebody be able to answer the questions. That's what I think our things that we have are for our events. I want people to know that, yeah, you're not alone. If you know someone that might have it, or if you have it, and yeah, you are apprehensive on joining us, it's not, you're not signing your life away. You're hopefully joining a small community.
Yeah.
And you feel that way.
Yeah. Joining maybe a small community and growing yours. Now, Susie, you know, you're almost going to say it, and like you were almost there. I was waiting for you to say, you said you're not going to know, you know, you just show up. But really, if you would have said this could be on a t-shirt. You don't know until you go, right? I mean, listen to how
that's
that rhymes.
Right. You don't know until you go.
I was like,
that's
she's going to say it. I think she's going to make this like a thing. I mean, man, can you imagine?
My slogan.
Yeah,
I have
slogan.
To talk to marketing.
Yes. That's, yeah. You can have that one, you know?
Okay, Tim.
Run with that one. Yeah. You don't know until you go. That's my takeaway. So go. I love that advice. That's great. Well, you guys have fun on the 28th. I can't wait to hear how it all goes. And thanks for being here and letting us know how it's going to be.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Welcome all as we celebrate or continue to celebrate 2024 Walk and Roll event. Here with me is yet another Walk and Roll leadership. Anne, is that like your role? Are you the lead of your Walk and Roll?
I like to say I'm the co-leader. We have a new partner. Meg Hart has relocated from the Denver area. I know that she and Beth Johnson are best buddies. So yeah, she's very sad, but she comes very seasoned in walks and rolls. I don't know what the plural is. So I have a partner in my endeavors this year, which is a lot of fun. She's been great about going and getting. We have some nice prizes for our top prize winner. And I don't know if when this will publish, but or I don't know. Well,
yeah, this will be happening because your walk and roll is on the 21st.
It is. Yeah, yeah. We were told, like, you know, do it on the 21st.
So right. On the 21st. Yeah, this will air when you're. So like you'll be actually at two places at one time. To be honest.
If I could do that all the time, that would be great. But our top dollar raiser is actually a cat. Yes, he's.
Come on.
So it's.
How does that work? No, you can't just leave it like that, Anne. You can't say it's a cat and then move on. No. How did that work?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Wow.
We have a cat who's very talented in gathering funds. So
that's wild.
Bob Humphreys, uh-huh. The Electric Avenue team. He actually lives, for those of us in the audience who are a little bit longer in the tooth, as we say, they actually live, the Humphreys do live on Electric Avenue. So that's
really
the name of the, yeah, in Virginia. So I know, who knew?
Yeah.
Yeah, but his cat is very talented and I'm sure very charming. He's charmed quite a few contributions out. So
it seems like it. I mean, that is amazing.
Yeah.
That a cat can do such great things.
It's all for a good cause. So that's why we're all involved.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, Ben?
Of course it's all for a good cause. And you know, I was looking into your, you know, bio on the Mid-Atlantic chapter. You know, they put a little piece on there, or I'm sure you wrote that. Have you also been involved with other organizations? Like, is it the Humane Society as well?
Yeah, I am actually a professional fundraiser. And usually when people find that out about me, I get volunteered for things, which I love to get involved in good causes. And this is obviously a very good cause, very near and dear to my heart. I work for nonprofits and like to share those skills when I can.
And I'm glad you are. And you are married to Frank, right? Mm-hmm. He is on the board. He's also involved in so many other things. Before we hit record, he's working on getting himself to other trials and so forth. So, you know, how long ago was it when Frank got involved? And then is that about the same time you started too as well?
Yeah, he's been on the board. I think it's been about 12 years. His mom was affected, unfortunately, is no longer with us. And then, you know, as often happens in families, once one person is officially diagnosed after many years of visiting many doctors and really trying to figure out what's going on, all of a sudden, you know, a lot of his symptoms made sense. Oh, I bet I have this too. And he was then diagnosed. But, you know, we have many family members. And so it's important. I know it's especially important to him to do all that he can. He is a biochemist, so he is able to bridge the science and the cause itself. So he's on the scientific advisory board. He's heads up the TARC committee on therapeutic.
Yeah, I'm still not sure what that is.
Or something or other committee, research committee. I don't know. I hope he doesn't. Hope he and Mark don't watch this because I'll probably get scolded.
Yeah.
But no, he's, you know, this is definitely his primary, I wouldn't say hobby because it's really much more than that, but he's
more like a passion, right?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm very committed to, you know, doing everything I can from, like you say, being involved in clinical trials and, you know, trying to talk to the scientists. We actually went to the International Research Congress, I think it's Congress, in Milan last year. So we were able to go to that. So that was really interesting, fun to meet people from around the world who joined together for this one cause.
Wow. So. And the community itself, right, loves the fact there's so many people involved, smart people, very motivated people, people with great talents like yourself as well to help raise money. It is awesome to see, you know, everyone doing that and bringing their time and their talent all to help this. Now, we had a little, some might say a setback, some might say disappointing news when, you know, Fulcrum comes out and says we're kind of halting after or during the phase 3 trial. Was there a reaction on your home front with that or even within your chapter when that news came?
You know, I'm sure everybody was disappointed. We were disappointed, but it would have been highly unusual for the very first, you know, compound that, you know, got this far to be the one. I think, you know, it's very frustrating, of course, for those of us who witness our loved ones being affected by this disease and certainly for those who are affected themselves. You know, it's just so frustrating to not have a treatment yet. And it's going to come. I know it's going to come. You know, we have younger family members who hopefully there will be something in place for them so that the impact of the disease on their lives will be much less than it's been on, you know, the generation and ahead of them.
Right.
But you know, these things, I mean, science, it will not be hurried. So it takes its time.
And that's, I think, goes to that word you use, frustrating, right? It's
yeah,
a frustrating disease, and things do take time. And those of us that are all affected, family members included, you know, a lot of times I've said, man, my wife might as well have it. You know, she's right in there in the trenches with me. I'm sure you feel the same way. So it is frustrating how long it takes. Yet, right, we do want to be careful. We want to make sure it works. I guess you could twist it and say, turn on the other side and go, well, maybe it's, I guess it's good news, right? It doesn't work. Okay, let's move on to something else that maybe might.
Just
find that out. So that's what.
And you know, one, the hope is that there'll be multiple treatments, because not everyone is going to respond the same when that first treatment is identified. And you know, it's a disease, as I'm sure you know, everybody knows, it affects people so differently. There's just such a range. And I think that's part of the challenge of the treatment itself, is finding it doesn't manifest itself the same in everyone.
True. That makes it very, very complicated.
Yeah.
It's been the theme. You know, nothing's easy. So that just lines up with this disease as well. And it's true, when you meet people that have it, it's affecting everybody so much differently, even physically, right? In the conversations that they have. Mm-hmm. And we've had other walk and roll leaders, you know, come on and talk about their walk and roll as well. And they talk about not necessarily how great it is to raise the money, but also the connection. So, you know, can you kind of speak to that? Like, when the event starts and the people are gathering, what are those moments like?
Yeah, it's really, unfortunately last year we had, I can't remember if it was Hurricane Ophelia or Lee, one of them, but we were one of the washouts because, you know, we had done all the great work to prepare and raise the money, and then we couldn't get together and celebrate. You know, when we do get together, I think it's just like anything, especially for the new people to come into community. It's just like the Patient Connect meetings. When people come, they see people, they understand, oh, I can't smile the way that everybody can smile, or I have, you know, mobility issues or whatever. And, you know, to see that they're not alone. I think that's the greatest gift of these events, in addition to the incredibly important money, of course, but it's just so that, you know, you're not alone. And, you know, if just one person walks away feeling like they've made a connection and that they can pick up a phone or jump on a Zoom, you know, one of the wellness hours, or just know that they're not in this by themselves. And, you know, certainly we've seen with society, with Frank being involved over, I guess it's been about 12 years, just the incredible momentum and the energy. And, you know, we're so, so close to getting to that point where there's going to be a treatment and there will be a cure someday. I feel quite certain, you know, but in the meantime, just to know that, you know, you can have friends and you can gather in community, and there's such power in that. So that's why, you know, I'll be honest, like the first couple of fundraisers we had, our son's a bluegrass musician and we had his band play, and they were great events. They didn't raise a lot of money, but they were a lot of fun. And I really resisted the walk and roll, but they made it so easy to put this event together. And I would say that to anybody who's, you know, thinking about, oh, I couldn't do this in my, you know, in my community. Yes, you can. Because everything is given to you. It's like an event in a box. You don't have to do any of the setup with the websites, and, you know, the whole team is so wonderful. Shout out to Jenny, our support person from the society. She's just been terrific. And, you know, everybody takes care of the details on society end, and all we have to do is, you know, encourage people to sign up and make donations and
hold the event. Right. And
yeah, exactly. Yeah, and
you know, have some fun. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And hope you don't have a hurricane. So
there's not much you can do about that. Right.
It was
not
on my bingo card for last.
Tell us a little bit of the details and what's going to happen within the walk and roll.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when people arrive, like when do they arrive? And yeah, give us kind of like all the details about that.
Yeah. So our park is a county park. I mean, I think that's the other thing, is like these events can be, you know, huge productions. And I know like the San Diego event, I was reading that they're having all kinds of amazing, you know, things to theirs. I think like a dance off and something else. You know, I mean, you can make it what you want to be. Ours is kind of like, we're sort of like the humble event. you know, but it's great though. You know, you get to get together and we'll start registration at 10:30 and, mm-hmm. and have some informal breakfast and take our team photos. And, you know, then we'll have some speechifying and, mm-hmm. and award prizes, including, I don't know if Sir Arthur DiCaprio is coming, but
DiCaprio.
Yes.
Now, yeah, we were talking about that before we hit the record button, but yeah. there are people right now listening going, what was that?
Yeah. So Bob Humphreys, who's done an incredible job raising money and his team is Electric Avenue. They live on the Humphreys family actually lives on Electric Avenue. And wow. Yeah. So Sir Arthur, I don't know. I think he's kind of cheating, actually. I don't know. I have three dogs and a cat. So maybe next year I'll put them into service and make them go raise money. We'll have a
good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, whatever works, whatever works. But yeah. No, we're over $50,000 raised, which is, we're just so excited. I think last year was 33,000, which was again, like more than double the year before. So
wow.
You know, that's, once you do these, they sort of take on a bit of momentum and then people will say, hey, you're going to do that walk again. I'd like to help. So
yeah, they probably expect it, right?
Yeah.
Year after year after year and to whatever it may be. I know COVID gave hitch in the giddy up, so to speak there, to say the least, but it continued, right? You didn't want to skip that year because yes, it was very important.
Yeah. We all did our walks in the neighborhood that year. So
yeah, you kind of do what you got to do. What does the county park look like? It's Alpha Ridge.
Alpha Ridge, it's Howard County, so it's between Baltimore and DC. It's a county park, two nice big pavilions and just some nice paved paths. I mean, I think part of the challenge in finding a spot is that all of the the fall sports, they start scheduling, so they don't open up the reservation system. So we found this one, it seems to work for people and we'll,
you draw from more than just the Maryland area.
Right. We're Northern Virginia. We've even had some Delaware folks come to events, maybe some Pennsylvania, but I think most of those do go to Philly.
Yeah.
But, you know, Maryland is ocean to the mountains. So, it's quite a wide swath. And then there's this whole people from DC don't like to go to Baltimore. You know, the traffic around here is hideous. Not so much on a Saturday morning, which is great.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it sounds like the weather too is going to be cooperative, I believe, right?
No hurricanes in the forecast. I think maybe a little bit of rain, but that's not supposed to happen until later. We will be walking and rolling. So.
Awesome. So final question for you. You kind of alluded to it a little bit there, right? But getting involved, how the walk and roll is like, it's in a box, it's in a kit. It's just ready to use. But even like beyond that, because I know you took on, you know, being chapter director too, you know, if it's for interim or not, but either way you stepped up. So for those maybe that are on the teetering point of doing just that, stepping up or not, maybe they're apprehensive. What would you say to them?
Oh gosh, don't, you know, we need the volunteers. The staff is fabulous and they will give you every bit of support that you need and then some. But you know, if you don't get out of the house, maybe you can make phone calls. I mean, again, there are lots of folks who, you know, like you, can't always come to events. You know, I don't mean like you, Tim. I mean like people who, you know, maybe they
should. No, I can't.
You're stuck in the basement by podcast.
I get it.
You will not be going anywhere. But no, there are just all kinds of things you can do. But, you know, sending emails, reaching out, you know, helping to do the events, but maybe you want to get involved and you have a good idea for a wellness hour. I'm sure that there is a way to make that happen. I mean, those have been really wonderful. You know, I think it's a great outgrowth of COVID, you know, the mother of necessity, right? We all stuck. So this thing called Zoom that we're talking on right now, you know, has really been such a wonderful tool. But, you know, if you have an interest, if you want to feel a part of something bigger than you and you know, it really is going to take a lot of us. And if, you know, if either you are affected or a loved one is, or maybe you have a friend or, you know, Meg, our, my co-chair is not, she does not have anyone affected, but she's walking for JJ is the name of her team. And that's for Beth and Jeff. So, you know, again, very committed to the cause because they see the impact and they want to help. So yeah, there's a place for all volunteers. We, you know, don't be shy.
Yeah. I like that. Don't be shy. Step up. Shy. Yeah.
And you get these really great t-shirts.
Yeah. Look at that. I mean, come on. Those are mine, nice.
This one's really cool. You can have this one too.
Oh, team captain. Team wow. Captain.
Yeah. Yeah. And does this one say something fun on the inside? I know.
No, I can't. I think
it doesn't. Yeah. I don't know. I looked at my t-shirt yeah. where I realized I have like 8 FSHD t-shirts, which, you know, much of my wardrobe is that, but yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, it's good.
It just shows how long you've been involved, right? It's like a trail that you've left.
Definitely a big part of our lives. So yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. And I'm grateful for that. Everything that you've done. And to, you know, keep that Midwest chapter represented, or Mid-Atlantic. Chapter going. Yeah, it's just awesome. And obviously, Frank, everything he's been doing for the community, really appreciate it. And thanks for being on this and sharing a little bit of what you guys are going to be doing.
Thanks for what you're doing. This is really important. And how many years have you been doing this, Tim? I know I'm not supposed to be interviewing, but.
Oh, that's okay. I was diagnosed when I was 40, so it was not long after that, and I'm 49. Oh God, that sounds horrible. Yeah.
No,
like
I'm
8-ish years maybe.
And 49 like sounds pretty darn.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll take it. Hey, you know what? Every day is a blessing. It's a gift, right? It's not guaranteed.
No, it's not. So I've been very blessed to be able to do this at the very least, and
it's huge.
Had a lot of great people like yourself through it, and. That's where it gets tricky, right? Like FSHD, geez, am I almost slightly glad in a way because I wouldn't have met these people.
Yeah, I guess I'm a believer that everything can teach us something and give us a gift if we're open to it, right? So,
yeah absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we've made some wonderful friends and going to be having dinner with some of them tonight. So that's another thing for volunteers.
You get to eat together and have fun and make the connections. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, enjoy the day, Ann, and thanks again for your time.
Thanks for this. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Welcome, Michael. Thanks for being here with us today.
Hi, Tim. Thanks for having me on the show.
You got a chapter in North Carolina for FSHD Society. Were you always the chapter leader? I think you're the chapter director now. Is that where you're
I am now the chapter director. When I was diagnosed, I don't know if I said this, but I was diagnosed this past January. So in 2024 January. So, you know, 9 months ago or so. At the time, I think the chapter director needed to step down from doing the roles. I was just the new guy. I was just joining the third Thursday calls that the North Carolina chapter has and got involved with some things that were going on, met some people, did a couple of little fundraisers, and went to the event in Denver, the FSHD Connect.
Oh, you did? Conference. Okay.
Yeah. So I kind of jumped all in. I just wanted to be a part of this as much as I could. I knew being around people, being around the community and other patients was hugely important for me. It was the thing that helped me deal with what I had by connecting with those that have disease. My first third Thursday call was probably 2 weeks after my diagnosis. Another gentleman was on the call. It was his first time on the call, and he was diagnosed a few weeks before me. Turns out he lives about 20 minutes from me. So we immediately connected, in a couple of weeks. We met at a brewery with our significant others and got to know each other. And that first first meeting with somebody else that had the same disease as me, and it was really kind of very similar to what his symptoms were, was the best, lunch we've ever had, because it really helped me connect and know, hey, there's somebody else out there that understands what I'm trying to describe or say about my disease or how I'm feeling. This guy gets it, so immediately became, good friends with him, and he's a friend of mine, and his girlfriend and my wife. We're all get together now and share stories, and they share their stories about dealing with the caretaker part of it, and we share our stories about being the patient. And it's those things that, really are important to me. So when the chapter director role hadn't been filled, I said, hey, look, I went to the Connect conference and, met a bunch of chapter directors there. I just really feel that I want to positively impact the FSHD community in some way. And this was just an opportunity to do that, lead the walk and roll, do a fundraiser, and be the chapter director. And they agreed to put me on board. So yes, I just took over that role.
So you must have met like Beth then, right?
Yes.
You must have, yeah, she's really good at roping people in, man.
She's very good at it. Beth, yeah. And Jenny, who's the new regional chapter director, they worked me pretty well at the conference. I didn't have a way of getting out of it after that.
Yeah, it's like I almost feel like they set the hook. You don't even realize it.
Yeah, yeah. Until I got home, I was like, boy, I really want to do that. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. How did that happen?
How did this happen? Right, yeah. Right. I can go two different directions. A couple things I want to ask. But one, I guess I want to make sure that we hit it. And that's the walk and roll events. What are you doing with your chapter, the walk and roll? And it sounded like you had also other fundraising events maybe that you've done. So you kind of touch on that too.
Yeah. When I was first diagnosed, a friend of mine that with F3 mm-hmm. wanted his name. We all have nicknames in F3. I don't know if we, okay. Mine's Anchorman. His name is Boss for BOS, Big Orange Shoes. Anyways, we have weird nicknames.
Okay.
But he runs an annual kind of run. It's called an Extinction Run, and he does it to raise money. So he was getting ready to set up his next one. I said, hey, do you want to help me out? We'll raise money for the FSHD Society. I said, perfect. So we went all in. We really kind of blew it up, did it even bigger than before. He had raised $1,000 each year for a couple of years. And so it was doing pretty well. Well, the F3 community, my friends and family all just jumped in. And by the end of the event, we raised 13,000. So
holy cow.
So we really, it's those, my F3 brothers and my family and my friends that all just chipped right in. So that was great. So then I learned about the walk and roll as being another fundraising event. And I'm not sure if we hadn't had one in North Carolina for a bit. Maybe they'd taken a few years off. So, Jenny and Beth were kind of talking to me about that. And
Sure.
They said, you just ran this event. How about running another one in September? I said, fine. Sounds great. Happy to do it. So Jenny and I immediately started working on a location and an event so we just put it together. And so we decided to do it. And actually it's the 21st, which will be, when we're taping this on, this Saturday.
Yeah. It's coming up. Yeah. We're taping this on the 17th and that is coming up. And there's been some walk and rolls that have happened on the 7th of September, on the 14th. So like you're like that next wave, like that next weekend. And they actually run, I saw on the schedule all the way to like October 12th, there's even still some. So like grown it to more than just one day,
which is great. Week. My hope is to maybe even get down to the one in Atlanta because it's only about 3 hours for me. So I'd love to see that one too. But there are a great series of them here. And so, yeah, we've it's our first one out of the gate for Jenny and I, and maybe small, but we're going to, make the best of it. We've already got some good, responses and fundraising going. And, I think my team is around 7,000 so far. So we're really doing well. And the whole community, we're over 10, I think. So it's going to be a great event.
It's doing solid. Yeah.
Good initial event, I think.
Yeah. So where is the plug it? Like, where is the event at? If people want to find out info, all that.
Sure. It's right outside of Charlotte, but it's in a small town called Cramerton, which is right next to Belmont. But if people know Cramerton, there's an island they call Goat Island. And we're actually using Goat Island as our location. It's a small island. So anybody that's in the area should know where Goat Island is. It's a fun little park. They've got, stuff for the kids. They've got pavilions and a nice little walking path for us to use for event day.
That sounds awesome. And it is an actual island?
Yeah. Yeah. It's an actual island. The story goes that it used to be full of goats. So Goat Island. Huh. But yeah, there's a little small pedestrian bridge that goes over. It's not very big at all, but it goes over into the island part. And that's where the event will be. And there's a local singer she's a young kid, really her career started to take off. She was in the news for some events recently. Bailey Marie. And she is she's going to come. She heard about what we're doing and she's going to come and sing the national anthem to kick us off.
That's cool.
So she's very popular in the area. She's a very talented singer. I think she's a senior in high school and it's really got a great career ahead of her. She's doing a couple big country singing events and other things. So she's really become popular. But she agreed to come and sing the national anthem. So we're hoping people come see her as well and then draws in some of the crowd because she's a local person. and quite generous of her.
Yeah, I mean, it's that talent I don't really have is singing.
I certainly
so
don't.
When someone does it so well, yeah, especially the national anthem, I've like many, right? We've seen a lot of people do it very well and some not so great, but I give them all credit for getting out in front of some group of people and singing it.
My biggest, I have to speak at the event, so I'll speak and that's fine. Well, I'll bring the American flag so she can have the flag there, but the singing will be left to the professionals.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. Well, you know, someone does have to be a leader, right? I mean, that seems like has been a role you've taken on pretty well, not just with this chapter, even with even with the F3 group that you work with. I think they found the right person. They must have saw you coming. Like, you know, they're like, that's the guy. That's the guy we want.
You know, and I'm glad to be a part of it because it's doing such wonderful things for the people in the community. And I know how much it's helped me already.
Now, last question for you. I asked this one to others. And I think it's in your situation, I think it's even more of a timely question because we talked about the recent diagnosis, the fact that you jumped in right away. I kind of made that conscious choice too. I thought to myself, I'm either going to be quiet about this or I'm going to be loud about it. So I, as everybody knows now, I'm got kind of loud about it. You know, I can't get much louder than a microphone in front of your face. So what would you say to someone who recently diagnosed, and maybe you've had this conversation, you know, with someone already, where they want to get involved, but they're not quite sure. Maybe they're looking for you for advice. You know, granted, you've kind of done it on a very large scale, in my opinion, you know, jumping into chapter director, walk and roll, the whole thing in a very short amount of time. But what kind of encouragement or advice would you give that person that's kind of on the fence to jump in or not?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point, because when you get diagnosed, you're early on, you know, I've talked to some people that said they just went into a dark place and secluded and got away. And they've since jumped in and at least started communicating. You know, a lot of the chapters will have a monthly call, a way to kind of virtually meet some people. Mm-hmm. I would just encourage everybody, you know, it's much better with community. It's much better with support. You have people out there that can truly understand what you're going through. So, you know, even if it's dipping into a call, you don't have a call in your chapter, call me, you can come onto my chapter call. Whatever it works. But I think just reaching out and getting to know other people that are going through similar things. And maybe you do have a connection. I was lucky, you know, David was on that first call with me and we've connected and we've since, you know, we've developed this friendship and we got lucky that first day we really had a connection, but maybe you won't on that first day. You can listen in or just go to the walk and roll. You don't have to participate. You don't have to raise money. If there's a walk and roll in your area, just go see that there's other people around there that are going through the same thing and just be open to the community, because I will say from my own, you know, testimony that the community, the FSHD community and all the friends and support is truly what is helping me just, I hope, make the best of this situation.
And I feel like you have. And it sounds like, too, it's almost like a pay it forward. People I don't think always realize that when they step up and they start to donate their time or their talents, right, to a cause, it is rewarding to them for sure, right? There is that part of it, but how much you spread to the people around you is quite a ripple effect. We kind of had that kind of brought out in a previous guest. You know, we kind of said that, like, man, it's like just one thing you do affects so many, and you might not even know it. You know how much it really affects them in a positive way. You seem like a positive person. You talked a lot of positivity, faith. That does help in that regard. I've told many people, it's no secret, I'm not exactly the most positive person in the world, Michael, you know, so I like to hang out with people that are. Sometimes it rubs off on me a little more,
you know, and that's okay. And everybody, you know, has their different approach and that's fine too. But, you know, I've heard you say that in the past and I don't see negativity in what you say each and every, podcast. I think you're very positive, but we all have times we're not positive. Let's not sugarcoat it. Every one of us is going to have a dark day or dark days or weeks or whatever. But that's the time, if you start to build relationships, when you have those difficult times, you've got somebody to reach out to that knows what you're going through. You don't have to wait till you're in that situation. You know, when things are going well, just dip your toe into it, whatever level it is.
Yeah.
You go all in or you just say hi to somebody at an event and that's all it takes.
Yeah. Just by simply saying hi, you're right. Just making that simple connection, eye contact, little connection, be surprised what will happen. Unless they totally ignore you, then I don't know what to tell you.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, if they ignore you, give me a shout, reach out to me somehow with the North Carolina chapter.
You won't do that. Yeah.
I will not do that. I'm happy to talk or you know, have a conversation with anyone.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Michael, for having a conversation with me and being on the podcast. Now you can maybe check that on your box of things you've done in addition to everything else you do with the FSHD Society. You are on this platform too. So thank you for your time.
Well, Tim, it's truly been an honor to be on it. Commend you for what you're doing. It's been important to me. I think one of the first things I did was listen to one of your podcasts. I've listened to everyone since, and they're very helpful to me. So if somebody's out there listening to this one, don't make it your last. They're very good. Continue to listen and go back. I think you've got them all in the library somewhere.
They are. They're all out there. They're all out there.
You got a long plane ride or a long trip, stop popping those in and listen, and you'll be glad you did.
They can see the progression of the show, right?
I'm
sure the first ones were maybe a little more rough. every episode gets better and better. So
it's quite good now. So yeah. Thank you again, Tim, for
thank
hosting.
You. Of course. Right. Thanks. Take care. Well, that wraps up, at least for us, another great Walk and Roll event here in September, Walk and Roll 2024, as we start to wrap things up, close up shop for yet another year. Look forward to the next Walk and Roll in 2025, when who knows what news we'll be talking about then, treatments and so forth, as we continue to raise a lot of money, over $800,000, I'm sure by now, as we are stretching past the halfway point of the Walk and Rolls. There's more Walk and Rolls to come throughout October. So take a look, go to fshdsociety.org/walkroll. Or just visit fshdsociety.org. You'll find everything you need to know there, including our sponsors like Optum and Avidity and so many others, Connor Foundation and so forth, Greg and Elizabeth Gerhard, and so many great companies, people involved, including those awesome volunteers to make it happen. So like I do in a lot of the podcasts, you know, there's always takeaways. And it's pretty obvious what the takeaway is here. People talked about community, connection, meeting someone with FSHD for the first time. That can be emotional. That can be very, I don't know, you know, it's almost like revealing in a way to have that connection, and you start to really relate to someone else without even really knowing them. You have that instant connection. The walk and rolls give that. It also brings the family members of the people that are affected, the caregivers, together to talk. So many angles, parts of this disease affects so many different people, not just those that have it. They all meet. And that to me is an amazing thing. I also love it when people see a walk and roll going on that have no idea what it is and even get to educate them a little bit about what FSHD is. That always helps, little by little, just like the money we're raising, just like the great job everyone's been doing to do so. Now, if you're listening to this on Spotify, there's going to be, you know, pictures and things like that that are going to be, going through, and you might be not obviously seeing that because you'll be listening to these episodes and these interviews on Spotify, but we can definitely say that you can find that on YouTube or Facebook through the FSHD Society and check those out because by listening to the audio version. So I want to give you a heads up on that, those that are just listening to these interviews, that you can still see the walk and rolls. You can still see what was going on if you visit the YouTube and Facebook channels of FSHD Society. Thanks again for an awesome walk and roll. Special thank you to everybody in the FSHD Society as well for helping me get this going, especially Erin Saxon. I don't know if anybody knows who Erin is, but she is an amazing helper, does all the editing, the back work of what goes on with this show. I used to do a podcast prior and I had to do all that stuff. It is overwhelming. And she has taken so much of the burden. Always a special thank you to her for her talents and time in what she does for this show and for the community. Thanks again, all. We'll see you on another episode of FSHD Straight Talk, and we'll see you next year on another Walk and Roll.